This is the BBC.
Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. Thanks for downloading. Today on the show, another person using song lyrics to end a relationship, the worst radio competition ever, and Chris's brand new superpower that he's just discovered. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Next minute, I'm back on the radio. Because you were texting me that all last night.
Yeah, net minute. It's new to it's new to me. I don't know how I missed it first time round.
The viral video from New Zealand that I shared with everyone yesterday. A lot of people hadn't seen or heard it before.
Well, it was bigger in New Zealand, like big.
Yeah, but we've got some people saying, "Oh, this was around in 2012." It's just a guy who, he's had his skateboard broken.
Get my scooter outside the dairy. Nick minute.
And then he. And then he shows you the broken scooter outside the dairy.
He obviously said that without any kind of intention of getting any kind of celebrity from it.
Yeah.
Next minute, he's hosting TV shows.
Yeah.
Like Neck Minute Meals and things like that.
Yeah, he did a food show, Neck Minute Meals.
It's mad.
I've got something else that I want to share with you from New Zealand a bit later, which is what Jan Slam would sound like if it went so wrong. It's coming up.
Scott Mills.
I brought several phrases back with me from New Zealand on yesterday's show. And also I've now got a piece of New Zealand radio which I'd like to play you. And it's what would happen if we took a caller for Jan Slam and they just didn't get it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So this is a competition.
Yeah, it's a competition. And it's kind of, he's asking, what's the question? Okay, the host of the show.
Yeah.
And this lady is just not getting it at all. This is like my worst radio nightmare. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Fib reverse trivia answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh. Ooh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Oh,
like
I'm not too sure.
Like the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
Ooh, all I know is Father's Day.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Like the 31st.
Yeah. I just need it in a question form though, like as a question, like maybe like what day is Father's
Day? What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yeah. So what would the question be?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but if it was to be a question, it would be what day is Father's Day? So
what day is Father's Day, right?
Yeah, so the answer's Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you reckon the question might be?
What's the question, right? Oh, don't know.
You're 90% there. You just need to give me the question. The answer.
Happy Father's Day.
No.
Oh.
If the answer's Sunday, the question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day?
So if I ask you that, you give me that as the question, eh?
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yep. So the answer's Sunday. What would the question be?
Father's Day.
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
No, but the question needs to be, what day? The answer needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day?
So I'll say the answer's Sunday, and if you can say, what day is Father's Day, that's what I need, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Sunday.
What you need to say to me, what day is Father's Day?
Oh.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What's the question?
What day is Father's Day?
You got it. You've got it. Oh.
Got there in the end.
Yeah, my cousin told me about that. I think Greg has played that a long time ago.
But, so good.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? Wow.
Scott Mills.
Chris has a theory which he wants to test out with some of our listeners. That's going to happen at 3:10 today.
It's like a special skill.
It's like a special skill that you... When did you realise that you have this?
Say like a month ago.
Oh,
something
really?
Like that.
So it's quite recent.
It's a fairly recent... Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't want to go into too much detail right now, but it's a very, very special skill.
Okay. And is it about identifying people or something? That's all I know.
It kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's what I would say is my superpower. What would yours be? Tricky one, I think. Broadcasting.
What do you mean, tricky one?
I'm just saying.
Why?
Everyone has... I didn't realise there was anything special about me until I realised I had this skill.
Mine's area codes.
It is area codes, actually, you're right.
And motorway service stations.
True.
I would say tricky one.
Well, it is a tricky one to pinpoint exactly what you are
I'm
incredible at.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke to a girl called Tanya. She told us she dumped one of her boyfriends by doing this.
How are you, Tanya? You good?
Okay, Chris, how are you?
Good.
Good. Chris, there's something I wanted to speak to you about. It's going to burn for me to say this, but it's coming from the heart, and it's been a long time coming, but we've been done and fell apart. And look,
why are you talking
really
weird
at
me?
No, look, I really want to work this out, but I don't think you're going to change, and I do, but obviously you don't think it's best we go our separate ways. But it would be wrong for us to stay in this relationship, because when I'm hurting, baby, I'm not happy, baby. And there's so many other things I cannot deal with. I think that we should let this burn.
What?
And yeah, how are you meant to...
I found it quite unbelievable. So many of you got in touch after that call yesterday saying that you had also used music to dump people. A lot of people use Justin Bieber Love Yourself lyrics. Quite a few Taylor Swift We're Never Ever Getting Back Together. This one's a bit different though, isn't it, Ben?
Yeah, it is.
What did you do?
So I was about 16, and I kissed a girl at a party that wasn't my girlfriend.
Ben?
Yeah.
Was it an accident or...?
It was.
Okay.
And I told her straight away, and obviously she wanted nothing to do with me.
What, the girlfriend?
The girlfriend, yeah.
Did you say it was an accident?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that doesn't really wash, does it?
Fair play, because obviously you didn't want to ruin things with your girlfriend at the time, right? So you were honest and you thought that...
Owned up straight away, about 5 minutes later.
5 minutes? Was she at the party?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Ben.
Well, how did this situation arise, then?
So loose.
it was just a house party.
Sure.
Yeah, it's loose for you, Ben.
One thing led to another. Really
loose Ben, they call him.
About town. What town are you from?
East Grinstead.
Loose Ben from East Grinstead.
The legend of the Loose Ben of East Grinstead.
Oh, God.
How did you do it, then?
And then, so it was about a week later, I convinced her to Skype me, I think it was. And I'm not sure if I had it playing in the background even, but I managed to say the words, it was not your fault but mine, it was your heart on the line.
Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons straight up.
Wow.
And she said, oh, can you not say that? And which confused me. I thought she'd just rumbled me for the song lyrics. But then she proceeded to tell me that she'd done exactly the same thing with her ex-boyfriend only about 5 or 6 months before.
Okay, but what, did she do song lyrics back to you?
No, she had used the exact same line with an ex-boyfriend.
What are the chances of that?
Sorry, I misunderstood. Well, it sounds like you're perfect together then. Mm. You just quote Mumford.
I got it here. But it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. Did you do this bit?
I really did this time. I didn't make it that far. She'd already rumbled me by then.
A bit weird calling your ex my dear as well. Sounds kind of patronising.
My dear.
The Loose Ben, the Little Lion Man of East Grinstead. This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Dance Slam! Yeah. Yeah. BBC
Radio 1! How did they get an actual Dalek to do that? That's insane. I don't think magnificent is used enough as a word.
True that. It's a bit old school, that, isn't
it? Yeah, but like... describes this prize perfectly.
Yeah, right.
If you're a Doctor Who fan, this is just something you would like. You must enter this, right? So, the next prize, as we beat the January Blues on Jan Slam, is 2 VIP tickets to the exclusive premiere of the new series of Doctor Who. Amazing. And you will get to meet the brand new 13th Doctor herself. You know what it's like. Everything about the new series of Doctor Who when it's on is totally under wraps, but you will know all about it because you'll see it before anyone else. And you get a selfie with the new Doctor as well.
It's just the ultimate Doctor Who fan prize, this, isn't it?
It's massive. So if you want to win the ultimate Doctor Who prize, you need to answer this question. What is the name of the device that the Doctor... often carries with them? If you think it's sonic screwdriver, text Dr. A followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Sonic Spatula, text Dr. B followed by your name, then age to 81199. If you think it's Sonic Spade, text Dr. C, then your name and age to 81199. Would you know this, Chris?
No.
No.
Would you?
No. Dr. A plus your name and age if you think the doctor has a sonic screwdriver. That's one. Dr. B plus your name and age if you think the doctor has a sonic spatula. Or Dr. C and then your name and age if you think the answer is Sonic Spade. Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Only one text will be counted per phone each competition. Additional entries will still be charged. You must be 16 or over to enter. Winners aged 18 or under must be accompanied by a responsible adult aged 18 or over. Don't enter if you're listening on demand. It doesn't count. All the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website. Don't forget, once you have entered the competition, you must listen to Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. He will give you a word that you need to answer your phone with if we call you live on air.
The Radio 1 Jan Slam! Jan Slam! Jan, you're going down!
Scott Mills.
So my friend last night was telling me about David Furnish's Instagram, the husband of Elton John.
Mm.
And he was like, have you seen it? And I didn't follow him, I do now. And I'm fully obsessed, I really like this. Obviously, a lot of people, especially ones in the public eye, they, you know, they don't want to have their kids being seen on social media, which I think is absolutely fair enough.
Yeah, and it's hard because you probably want to, because you're proud of your kids, you want to show them off and everything like that. But yeah. You don't, yeah, I know what you mean. You want to protect them as well. Hard balance.
Especially if you're that famous. You're like, well, actually, I don't want you to see my kids at the moment.
Got you.
But it does look a bit odd because whenever they take photos of their kids, their backs are always to the camera.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the first time I saw it, I was getting slight horror movie vibes.
I know what you mean.
They're literally next to a wall, but, like, they're facing the other way.
But I guess it's a hard one, isn't it? Because if you're going to try and disguise someone, I always find it very weird on Instagram where people are disguised with, say, a massive emoji face, because that always perturbs me quite a lot as well. Like, when I see that on Insta or Twitter, and it's, like, a huge, big yellow, like, sort of emoji, tongue sticking out, smiley... It feels weird. That feels weird to me as well.
But
I think that's a slight horror movie, to be honest.
No, but I really like it. And let's do one now of me and you and put it online. And I think in future, when we get guests in, we've all seen their faces loads of times. Mm. Let's see them from the back.
It's a good point. Why do we, whenever we have a photo with a guest, of which some guests have been here a few times?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So ultimately, it's the same picture. I've said
another picture with Ollie Murs.
Yeah,
that's
exactly who I was about to say. If we keep having the same picture with Ollie Murs, why don't we just use the one from before or before then?
Right. It's been in hundreds of times.
And they put these pictures on, say, the iPlayer and stuff like that. Like, I get why they need the pictures, but why a different picture every time?
Yeah.
So
let's do them from the back.
Flip them around.
Let's do them
from
the back.
Flip them over.
Absolutely, flip them over. That's what I'm saying. That's what we're going to do. Let's do one now.
And I think it's a point of difference.
Hmm.
And also, I think it sort of intrigues you more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because like, right, I mean, here's me and Sam Smith.
But absolutely, I get why, because like Elton and David are just protecting the kids' identity.
Yeah, I get it, but it's actually quite a good idea, I think, in
generally.
Terms of getting a different style of picture with the guests here. Otherwise, it's the same with every DJ, it's exactly the same picture.
Also, what are Elton and David saying to them? It's like, right, time for a photo, kids, turn around.
Scott Mills.
That is so true. Kyle from The Wirral says, if you'd had your back turned when we had a picture taken with Pink, then no one would have seen your chain and roll neck incident.
Yeah, that's so true, because if the chain had flopped out, as it did, and it was a complete accident...
Can you not say flopped out again?
Okay,
thank you.
Well, if the chain hadn't sort of removed itself from the place it should have been, and it came out over the roll neck...
It's just a bad combination.
Oh,
chain and roll neck combo.
Do you know what? I've never regretted a
Seriously.
Photo more.
I mean, it's up there with bootcut jeans.
And it's all there. Do you know what?
In terms of fashion.
I was actually going to take it down from Instagram, and I thought, no, do you know what? Leave it.
Yeah.
Because it's a lesson learned.
It's out there.
Yeah, more photos from the back. We want to see the back of celebrities, I think. Let's do that next time a massive guest comes in.
Good idea.
Scott Mills.
Chris has got a new theory. A superpower, he calls it.
That's right.
Only just discovered this as well.
Yeah, well, I've struggled to find a use for it. But anyway, we can talk about that. I think everyone has a kind of superpower.
Yeah.
I think everyone is particularly good at doing something.
I've yet to find what mine is.
Well, we were saying this, that I agree with you. I'm not sure what yours is, but then you mentioned area codes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite good at area codes. 0161 Manchester, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
01489 Loxheath.
It's mad. Yeah. Like, but that is your skill, but it's very hard to find a use for it. What I want to try and do today is utilise a skill that I've discovered.
It's really hard to think of something that I'm actually good at, and I can't think of anything. Mm. We'll test it out with Alice Levine at 3:10.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Jordan.
How you doing? All right.
Yeah, what are you really good at? Have you got a superpower?
I haven't, I'm afraid.
What, nothing at all?
Nothing.
You're not good at anything.
Come on, let's dig deep. What do you do for a job?
I'm a fire alarm engineer.
Okay, so is this your superpower?
I suppose you can call it a superpower. I walk around with a long extendable stick.
That's one. okay, Jordan, who do you normally go for on bangers?
Chris. Chris is usually the one I go for.
Chris, straight out. Chris.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. Do you want to go first then, Chris, seeing as he seems to be a fan of your work?
All right, well, look, I've gone for an absolutely huge banger today. I really hope you pick this, Jordan.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, big song.
Okay. Oh. I'm putting my coat on.
This is Blink-182 Rock Show.
Bye, everyone.
Can't believe I haven't picked this one for bangers before. Big, big song.
I've gone...
What have you got, Bay?
Well, babe,
what you got for me, Scott?
Well, I've gone a bit different. Tell me, girl, if
every time we you get this
kind of... What was that noise, Jordan?
I was saying, oh, jeez.
Oh, oh, dear.
Oh, One Direction Kiss You to tune.
Oh, dear.
Shut up.
Oh, dear. You were hoping for a couple of IGNs there, weren't you? To that kind
I'm
of song.
I'm disappointed, chaps, to be honest.
Can we not...
It's meant to be bangers. Can't we have something like Mambo No. 5 or the Cha-Cha Slide?
Mate, what kind of discussion is this? Are you saying my choice isn't a banger today?
Also, don't keep saying IGN on the radio without saying what it is.
No, because it's something you come up with.
And sometimes... No, it's Grimmy, actually.
Oh, is it?
What is it?
Involuntary gay noise.
Ah.
And you go, oh! Like, I do it quite a lot.
When Scott gets excited.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen, you didn't sound too excited by Scott's choice, but come on, Blink.
No.
The Rock Show is a banger.
What are we going for?
I think I'm going to go with Chris with Blink 182, I reckon.
What a surprise.
Nice one, Jordan.
See, it's never that one you hear from Blink-182, is it?
No, and it should be. What a song.
I totally agree with the decision that was made there, actually. Mm. Really good. Is that 2-0?
Mate, it's a weird week this week because you were on holiday, obviously, earlier in the week.
It's not going well, though,
Turned
is it?
Up midweek, so yeah, 2-0 to me.
Turn up midweek? It was all planned.
Yeah, it's true. Kind of true. Turned up midweek.
Yeah, part-timer. Okay, then, so 2 so far this week to Chris. I need to win tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Alice Levine.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mills, Mr. Stark.
Oh, it's like school.
Isn't it?
Good afternoon, Mr. Mills.
Yes, Mr. Mills.
Good afternoon,
Mills.
Everyone.
How did everybody know that melody? You know that, yes, Mr. Mills one. Do you know?
What?
You know, like an assembly.
Did you go to the Brit school?
Yeah, clearly, the voice of an angel. I could have been a star.
A day.
You know, in assembly, when you went, yes, Mrs. Matthews.
Yeah.
No, what are you on about?
No, I do know what you mean.
No, yeah. It's like I'd a rhythm to the way...
Good morning, Mrs. Matthews. Mm-hmm. Good morning, mm-hmm. everyone.
Yeah, there's a
that
rhythm.
That was my school tune.
So they'd say, like, good morning, 4A, and you'd go, good morning, Mr. Stark.
Yeah, that's no, it.
Thank you.
We've never had
Producer
that.
Nicola's nodding. She knows.
You didn't have that at Crestwood.
We did have it at Crestwood.
No, you didn't.
Good morning, Mr. Brazier was our one.
Yeah, but yeah. What you're just saying...
Yeah, you've gone for another
obviously
way.
The teacher's name's always different.
It's a good morning. No, but what I'm saying is, in the morning, would you have to say, good morning, Mr. Brazier. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone was not on. You'd just say good morning to
good
the teacher.
Good morning, everyone.
Right.
There's no time for that.
What a weird school.
Get on with it. Do your maths.
Not a weird school. Not
anyway, that's not what we're here for today. Chris has got a theory, Alice, that he wants to share.
Oh. All right. So I discovered this skill a while ago, and it's been a struggle working out what I could use it for until today. It's a game that I've been playing with myself. I basically noticed that I can spot a vegan.
There are a lot around at the moment.
Right?
This is the month
if
for it.
If someone is a vegan, I can just tell by the sound of their voice or their personality. There's just something
that
about them,
off.
Like a vibe that they give off.
Okay.
That I can tell.
And is this quite rare? Have you heard of other people that can do this?
I've not heard of anyone else that can do this.
Surely.
Do you know what I mean, though, Scott? Like, it's basically, if I was in a room full of people, I could go around
them.
The room and go, vegan, vegan, non-vegan, vegan.
No, real, I don't believe.
I can.
But this is just from their voice or when you meet them face to face.
It's just like a personality thing, I guess, or right. A vibe.
Do you think you could do it blind?
I couldn't just... No, I couldn't... yeah, I think I could.
You couldn't.
What I'm saying is there's just an aura or something, and I've just noticed it.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to test this out on the radio.
Okay. All right, well, let's just go around all the people we can see right now. Alice.
No, I think a lot of people would think you're vegan, but you're not.
What, because I have a very vegan-y voice, but you know better?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just you're not a vegan.
I call right? Charlatan because I walked in here 10 minutes ago and just said I'd been eating an egg sandwich. So he's not. That's
okay.
He's got.
I'm not even 100% sure what veganism is.
Oh,
it's just I can just sort of tell from the aura of someone.
Okay, so no for me, but
yeah, I'm saying you're not a vegan.
But some people would think. Okay.
Right. What about Nicola? Who works on the show?
That's cheating because I know that Nicola's not vegan, and same with Mark, who works on the show.
Both meat eaters. What about the two people you can see in the live lounge right now? James.
See, the weird thing about James is, to me, he gives off a vegan vibe, but I don't think he is a vegan. I think I would say, like, in between. I reckon you don't eat meat, but you eat fish. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Pescatarian.
Are you joking?
Is that
pescatarian,
true?
That's the word for it.
Which I think is cheating, actually.
I feel like you're one of those people that's like, does grandma mean anything to you? I'm getting grandma.
Yeah, that's what
through.
I think. I might be the vegan whisperer.
Also, okay, right.
A vegan clairvoyant.
What about Welsh Tom out there?
Can he hear us? Yeah. Welsh Tom?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Welsh Tom.
What are you saying?
I think you... I don't think you eat meat, but I don't think you're as far as Jay. I reckon... But not vegan. I reckon vegetarian.
Yeah, that's right.
What is
See what
going
I mean?
On?
It's just, honestly, it's a vibe that comes off people.
Right.
It's
okay.
Just an aura.
This
I can look
so
at you.
Weird.
And I want to test this today.
Okay, well, listen, I've got some people lined up on the phone, so you can't even see them, and you're going to try and guess. This is some of our listeners of our show, whether vegan or not, after this.
Scott Mills.
It's time for our new game, testing out Chris's theory that he can almost smell a vegan.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the clean living element to it, which gives off a certain aura, but I'm convinced I can spot a vegan in a lineup, not necessarily by
in
how they look.
In a lineup? When would this ever happen?
No, that's what I mean. This is the problem. I worry my superpower here is almost entirely useless. I've been given this gift, but how on earth do I use it?
It'd be a rubbish thriller, wouldn't it?
Really
standing
rubbish.
Against those boards. Yeah. It's him.
So I'm the vegan whisperer.
Okay, so this is our new game. We've got three listeners on the line. Two of them are actual vegans. One of them loves the meat. It's our new game. Let's play it.
Meat and two veg.
Oh, you knocked this together quickly, Scott.
Thank you. Right, so let's speak to line one and see if you get it right. Line one, hello.
Hi.
Who are you?
My name's Carly May. I'm 21 and I'm from Southampton.
Carly May, 21, Southampton. Okay.
Is that all you need to hear?
I might need to hear a voice again, but let me just concentrate. Let me just get into the state of mind.
Stop wiggling your hand. Why are your eyes rolling back in your head?
Carly, talk to me.
Sorry?
Can say a bit more. What do you have for...
Okay.
Oh, no, not what you have for breakfast. That'll give it away. Where from in Southampton are you?
I live in the city centre. I go to the University of Southampton.
Chris?
I'm just coming to a conclusion.
Oh my God.
Go again.
You're actually crying. Does it hurt? Does it hurt when the message comes through?
This is just not how I expected to use my gift.
This is so odd.
Oh, sorry. Right. One last time. Give me the music. And Carly, just tell me, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Vegan.
Yeah.
Is that true? No way! Yeah.
Oh my!
Got the vegan.
Come on!
How are you doing that?
Were both of you thinking the same?
I didn't want it to be true, but it is.
That's mad.
What did you guess at that
point?
I was
very distracted by what you were doing at the time, I'll be honest.
Okay.
I was just trying to harness the gift.
Why are your eyes now so red? What happened? What happens
rolling back.
To you?
It's like that dude on Game of Thrones, though, isn't it? It just, you go to a funny place.
Right, let's speak to line two. Who are you?
Hello, mate. I'm Liam. I'm from London, and I'm 22.
Right. Liam from London, 22. What are you doing with your hands?
Why are you, like, wafting your hand in
I'm
front of your face?
I'm trying to get into the zone. Shush. Meat eater.
What?
Meat eater.
Is that true, Liam?
I'm actually eating now.
What are you eating?
A beef brisket.
Oh. Beef brisket.
Could you detect that? Did you know that meat was close?
No, it feels different, doesn't it? Flaw in your game, I've noticed.
What?
Game's called Meat and Two Veg.
I feel like the last one's a vegan. I feel like I've got the gift.
We've had a meat, we've had a veg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm assuming the other one is naturally vegan, well, but do you want me to check?
Yeah, try anyway. Hello, who are you, please?
Might be lying.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm 22 from the West Midlands.
Ready? I wonder what it could be.
Amy, what do you do for a living?
I'm going to have to take a picture of you and put it online. Hang on.
I'm in marketing.
Marketing.
He's really committing, even though I feel like he's got an inkling on this one already. Can he hear us when he's like this, Scott?
He's gone into some weird kind of zone.
Vegan!
True?
Yeah.
I don't like how it comes out so rapidly. Why can't you just wait till the music's finished and say it? Vegan!
Just harnessing the gift.
I mean, that's quite impressive, isn't it?
How do we monetize it?
Well, that's a great question. So look, anyway, the skill is there.
I believe you now. I didn't before.
I believe you and I'm in equal measure unimpressed.
Scott Mills. What's your vegan spirit guide called? Vegan spirit guide.
What?
You know, like Derek Acora, who used to have like a spirit guide called Sam. What's yours called? Kale?
I've not properly established what I can do with this gift that I've been given. So it can all be worked on and hopefully enhanced.
I mean, people are blown away by it because so far, 100% success rate. Maybe we should do it again tomorrow because maybe that was just a fluke.
It just, you can just suddenly, you get an overwhelming urge to say what they are.
It's really weird how it kind of erupts out of you as well.
Mm.
It's almost like you've been
possessed.
What
was it like from looking at me from the outside?
Yeah, look at my Instagram. It's like you've been possessed. It's on Twitter as well.
Vegan!
It's just the way it comes out of you. Just really weird.
Meat eater.
Scott Mills.
If you like that, listen to Radio 1 tomorrow from 1 p.m. or get this handy podcast. Scott Mills.